League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Nothing? What happened?
I'm on pause.
Why are you on pause?
I'm building up.
For?
The episode. You know when you pause?
No.
So that the episode can load? So when you unpause, you can watch it all without buffering? That's what I'm doing.
Because you don't want to buffer?
Did you grow up with high-speed internet or something? You don't even know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah. Rich folk.
What do you mean,
rich? Common folk used to pause shows so they would load. So that you wouldn't have buffering in the middle of your episodes. You had to pause.
But we're not.
You used to wait while it loads, and then you hit play. Boom, and you get uninterrupted service.
But we are not shows.
That I'm loading for the episode.
That doesn't happen anymore. That was like 50 years ago.
My time.
That was a long time ago.
Yep.
Are you ready?
Almost.
Okay.
Do your intro, then unpause me.
Okay.
Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song.
Sure.
Done.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Sheena Interrupted.
I'm ready.
You're ready? How did I know that you were going to be
ready? You didn't know. Now you know.
I did. I had a feeling you were going to be ready right at that very minute. I'm Sheena, and you are?
Trid.
That's it.
I don't have... it's a very emotional day.
Why?
Because you made me watch the episode about, well, I guess what came out a week, 2 weeks. I don't know. When is this going to happen?
This came out today, the episode that you watched.
Yeah. So when are we talking about it?
In a week.
This will come out in a week.
Yes.
So last week's episode.
Yes. The Father's Day episode.
I had such a good Father's Day. I wanted to say thank you.
It's not Father's Day.
It is. It passed already.
No, it didn't.
It did. It was last Sunday.
Stop talking in the Back to the Future. Just talk normal.
It's such a great day.
It was not last Sunday. Today is the 11th. What did you think of the episode?
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah?
When the kids are in the episode, it's quite enjoyable.
Because you hadn't seen it at all.
Nope. I saw it today.
What was your favorite part? Was it Zara making all those pew, pew?
No, both. They're so...
They're so sweet.
They're so very nice.
Yes, they are very nice.
I enjoyed them.
Mm-hmm.
Watching their whole little bits was
and
cool.
And I didn't even have to bribe them
with
candy. You should
have. I wonder what they would have said if you bribed them with little candy.
Mm.
I think they were happy to partake.
Yes,
they were. They're veterans now.
They were. They enjoyed it. So this week was fun.
This was a fun week.
You want to tell everyone what we did?
We went to Tom Brady's retirement ceremony.
Stop
we
living
to the
in the
India
back to
versus
the future.
USA cricket
no,
match.
No,
they were
no,
amazing.
No, no,
no. No?
Why am I wearing this jersey? I thought it would give
you a hint.
It matches
your PJs?
No. Tell everyone what I did.
Because you're on the clock 24/7?
Oh my God. Yes, I am. Okay, I'll just tell them.
It's your story.
Fine, I'll tell them.
Tell them.
I sang the national anthem for the NBA Finals Game 2, Celtics versus Mavericks. And it was wild. So I'm not going to tell you guys too much because we're putting together a vlog and that's going to go up in a couple days.
Won't that be out already before they hear this?
Maybe. I don't know when the vlog is going to be ready.
So give it up. Just give it up. Don't hold it back. These are the most loyal people we have.
I'm not holding anything back.
There's 150 of them now.
We have a whole episode planned.
Yeah, but tell them about it. Just 2 minutes, tell them.
It was amazing. It was probably one of the coolest experiences I've had to date.
Can we put a mini clip in here of
sure.
the crowd going nuts? Everyone's screaming like they won the lotto.
Yeah, it was amazing. So from the minute that I started like winding up for the higher parts, you could tell that the crowd was
electric.
They were ready to go. They were screaming. It's like they were,
they were in the cage.
Cages, like shaking. It was crazy. So yeah, I wanted to give a nice shout out to the Celtics for putting this jersey together for me. It says my name on the back. Can you see it?
No.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to show you. It says my name on the back and it's got this cool finals. You see that?
Yeah.
I can't really say that.
I can see.
You can see it?
Yeah. The finals patch.
And then it has the number 24 because it's 2024. And yeah. The last time that I sang, they gave me one that said 2023. And the time before that, it said 2022. So I'm on a nice little streak with the Celtics. Nice. It was very, very nice of them. And I'm just super grateful. The experience itself was probably one of the coolest feelings I have felt. And people ask, you know, are you nervous? Were you this? Were you that? Yes, I was nervous. But once I stand on
you were nervous the day before.
Yeah, because I knew that it was going to be televised. I knew that we had a crazy day leading up to it. There was just a lot of factors. And that buzz, that energy was just already starting in me.
What about 10 million that watch you at home?
That's also...
That doesn't bother you?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. None of it bothers me. It's all very, very exciting. But it's just stressful. When I put up a video, I don't know that 10 million people are going to watch it.
No, but sometimes they do.
Sometimes they do. And by then it's too late. Like, I'm not nervous creating that content. Had I known, like, sometimes I go back and I watch videos that have, like, millions and millions of views. And I'm like, wow, it would have been really nice to, like, unwrinkle my shirt. Or, like, move that hair. But I can't. But with this, I knew that 10 million people could potentially watch this game or were likely to watch this game. So I wanted to make sure that everything went as smoothly as possible.
And did it?
Yes, actually.
Wow.
So we actually had the craziest day leading up to the game.
Oh, yeah. We were in Florida.
Yeah, we were in Florida. We started
the
day.
What are you doing the morning of your singing the anthem for 10 million people? Oh, I'll be on a ship.
Yeah.
I'll be getting off a cruise. How's that for starting the day?
It was really wild.
Get off a cruise. That was the plan. Get off the cruise. Get them to escort us off the cruise first.
Yeah.
So we could then race to the airport.
Yeah.
Which I didn't want to do, but you insisted. I did. Then we sat for 2 hours at the airport.
Well, at least we were there not stressed and not like stuck in a long line on the ship.
Then we landed in Boston.
Yeah.
And then I went to pick up the car, which we parked there with your clothes already in the car.
Yeah.
In case I had to drop you straight to the stadium.
Correct.
But because everything went on time, we did not need to do that. So we drove home.
Thankfully.
Showered, got dressed.
Like, no delays, no nothing. No. It was amazing. Got dressed, did hair, did makeup, went to the arena and did the sound check. And everything worked out perfectly.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Normal day in the life.
I wouldn't say it was a normal day in the life, but it was a day. So we're putting together this vlog. You can check it out. We'll definitely link it when it's ready.
We cannot. This thing will...
Well, if it's...
This thing will already be out.
If it's already
it's
out...
the wrong channel.
I know. But if it's out, I'll link it. And if not, then I'll let you guys
Google
know somewhere.
Something. Sheena Anthem. You'll find it.
Yes, that's right. Today, I thought we'd keep it light, keep it fun. It's kind of late. We have a long day tomorrow, too. So
oh, what are we doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow, we're flying to New York. Going to watch the ICC. Casual.
We're going to go watch a T20 match.
Sure.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
India versus USA.
Yeah.
That could be fun.
I think it's going to be amazing. I've never done it.
And we'll just come back.
And then we'll... Nope.
No, we won't come back to Boston. We'll just stay in New York.
We sound ridiculous.
We will come back to Boston to go to the Brady retirement ceremony.
We sound absurd.
We'll miss the beginning because we'll be casually late because our flight will land too late to walk the red carpet. So this is a week in the life.
It's really not,
and then what are you doing later?
It's really not the week in the life.
This is what you do every week. No, last week, you were singing the anthem and getting off cruises. This week, you're going in a Brady retirement and
these
a
last
Cricket
few
World
weeks
Cup.
Have been
this
insane.
Is just your normal life. Just own it. Do you have to wear sunglasses everywhere you go now?
No.
Do people squeeze fruit for you now, or you still squeeze your own fruit at the grocery store? You're not a normal person anymore.
Who squeezes fruit?
Before you buy, what do?
You pick it up.
You squeeze it. You see, is this soft? Is it not? You don't know because your personal shoppers do it for you now.
Oh.
You've lost full
control.
Yeah. You're going to fly commercial with normal people?
I always fly commercial.
What? You're going to let normal people in? Are you going to keep this in? Are you pretending to be like a normal, like mom from the burbs?
I am.
You are?
Yes.
Huh. I never know which personality you're going to go with. Today you're going with like, oh, I go to grocery store myself and pick my own lemons.
Why do you make stuff up? I do.
You don't. You didn't even know you have to squeeze them.
I don't. You can just see and smell. Clearly, you have never gone out and bought fruit before.
Yeah. Okay. I'm the crazy one because I actually squeeze the fruit. You're the one who picks it up, licks it, smells it in the store.
Tell me the last time you went to the grocery store to actually pick up a fruit.
When was the last time you were traveling? When you leave me here to do all the chores?
I call complete bullshit. I think that was
Sunday. When was
bullshit.
The... Yeah, I just sit and watch. I saw you. I watch you on TV doing these cool things. I clap for you from home. I DVR'd your show. And by your show, I mean you. Did you DVR yourself?
No.
You forgot.
I did.
You actually forgot to record yourself on TV when you're going to go sing the anthem.
I know. There was too much happening that day.
Wow. That's pretty lame.
I know. I forgot.
So if anyone recorded it, please send an email. Is this the exposed episode where I tell people how you have changed? Since you've worked,
I have not.
$15.7 million.
Somebody
now.
Said that. There was another article that said my worth went up another bajillion dollars.
Yeah, yeah. It keeps going up.
Man, people think I'm worth like $54 million.
Can we sell this shirt? No. How much can we get for it?
Like at least $450.
$100 or million?
Dollars.
Oh.
$4.50. Okay.
Okay, what is this episode?
Do you
want to
play my game?
Yeah, like, would you rather be a rich folk or a common folk? Is that what we're playing? I'll give the common answer and you'll give like the rich and famous answer.
I'm not okay. Rich and famous. I just...
Well, you're one of the two and you're not that famous. So go ahead.
This is perfect for you. Would you rather always say everything on your mind?
Okay.
Or never speak again?
That's harsh. Never speak again.
Never ever speak again or always say everything on your mind?
One is extremely entertaining,
yes,
and would cause all kinds of trouble. And the other would cause no trouble, would be so... Listen, you don't want to know. You do not want to know.
You say that, but you have a lot to say.
This is filtered. We've talked about this. This is so heavily filtered.
But I really don't think it's that much.
Nah, it's pretty far. Yeah.
Okay.
But if I never spoke again...
Yeah.
That would be super boring.
Yeah.
Because all those things that I say,
yeah,
that's one out of the 100 things in my
but
head that I talk
that
about.
Do you think people would be really, really offended by all the things in your head?
The people that are inspiring the thoughts will surely be offended.
But I don't get offended. I'm inspiring.
I don't tell you those things. All the other things I don't say.
You
filter everything out.
You think mean things about me?
Right now, I think those could be your eyes. Those two on the ground.
Tablas?
Yeah. One's here, one's there.
I'm not offended.
Yeah, I'm just saying eyes because this is a children's show. I don't think I could never speak again. That's too much of a sentence. Mm. So I have to take the opposite.
Okay.
You?
I think I would rather never speak again.
Then say what's on your mind.
Yeah.
Because you have those, like, what I have is so weird and bizarre.
Yes.
That it would just, I would end up alone anyways.
No, you wouldn't. You have mean things in your head. No, I do not.
Yeah.
You know why I actually am saying the opposite? Because I think sometimes when you're quiet, the things that you observe are so beautiful.
But you're a singer.
So?
So your gift is to share your voice with the world. And you're saying you would just not do that?
This is a hypothetical.
Of course.
So I don't walk around singing all day.
You never sing.
No, I don't never sing. I sing. I sang two
in
days
public?
Ago. Yeah, I sang 2 days ago and for 10 million people in public. But I'm just saying my other side of this perspective is sometimes when you keep quiet and you let like life happen around you, it's actually really beautiful. I think a lot of the noise gets in the way.
Let's do a quiet episode.
No, that's not
just
the point of our show.
Try one
I'm
quiet episode.
I'm just showing
episode.
You the other side of it. That
I
came
agree
to
with
my
you.
Mind.
I agree with you. Let's do...
Especially if you were choosing the opposite. If you chose to speak for the rest of your life and I
yeah.
chose to just be silent for the rest of my life, I think it would be hilarious.
Let's do 4 minutes of silence.
No, we're not
going
to do
be
4 minutes of silence. We're not going to do 4 minutes of silence. Play my game. Okay, next question. Would you rather open your eyes? Both eyes. Okay, would you rather spend the whole day with your 7-year-old self or with your 70-year-old self? Come on. I put a lot of effort into these questions.
Okay, 45 seconds you can even keep quiet. Okay, how are you doing for a whole life?
Because we're in the middle of a show.
Imagine the people at home who just need a break.
This is not a silent show.
If you want a moment of silence episode, let us know. If you just need a break, you want to say, hey, I'm listening to this podcast. It's really important. Yeah. We can put 5 minutes in the middle for you people. We'll just do nothing.
Sure.
But maybe you can play a piano interlude or something.
Sure. But okay, if they want today. That, not today, not okay. Right now. Like you can't bring people into a podcast that. And then make them listen to silence.
I would love that if someone did that.
Okay. But not right now.
Okay.
Okay. My next question. Did you hear the question?
Yeah. I think the 70-year-old.
Why?
Because none of us really want to walk that much. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
We'll sit on a bench. Uh-huh. We'll talk. Mm-hmm. We probably might not even say anything. We'll just say, hey.
You think by then you're 70-year-old?
Your hair looks good for a 70-year-old. And okay. You'll say, yeah, congratulations, you keep it. Mm. And we might watch a show. Mm. 7-year-old will be running around like a madman.
Yeah.
I have to chase him.
Keep up with
I'm like, him. Hey, listen. And then when I catch him, be like, hey, let me tell you things that you will really appreciate as you grow up.
Yeah.
And he'll say, hey, you want to hear a noise? Because he's 7. He's not interested in this. He couldn't care less about what older him has to say.
But don't you think there's some like really beautiful joy in that?
Watching myself as a kid? No, I'd rather watch my children than myself as a kid. Mm. I have no desire to see the 7-year-old as I think more about it.
Really?
Yeah, I'd much rather see the 70-year-old.
I wish I could go back to my 7-year-old self and like just give her a little like infusion of confidence.
And then she'll run away from you being stranger, stranger, stranger because she's scared of strangers. I would hang out with the old me.
I think I would too.
I would rather learn.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm still at a point in my life where I'm absorbing. Mm-hmm. I'm also dishing out, but I'm also absorbing.
Yeah.
I'm in that middle zone. Mm-hmm. I think you are too.
I think so too. I think I would really enjoy hanging out with my 70-year-old self. If she's still alive. Maybe I won't make it to 70.
In this hypothetical, you have to assume the people are alive or you have to... What kind of a...
I'm just saying.
What crazy game is this? So you could have said, oh yeah, I picked 70. He was like, ha ha, he's dead. Picked wrong. Sit on the bench by yourself, loser. Is that the kind of game we're playing? Okay, go ahead. Next question. Look what I do to you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Would you rather send a text or make a phone call?
Phone call.
You would not.
I for sure.
Impossible. You hate the phone.
No. I think talking is so much more effective than text messaging.
So then why do you text so much?
Because I don't want to talk to people.
So then why would you call them?
Because if it's my choice to engage in the communication, I'd rather do it
by phone
with using all of my skills, not just my verbal ability with words in a text. I'd rather have context or rather hear the person.
Say you had 1 hour.
Yeah.
Would you rather use that 1 hour to text or to make phone calls?
1 hour?
1 hour.
Who's going to text for 1 hour? Who am I texting back and forth? I would just call them in 5 minutes and finish it and then I'd win 55 minutes back in my life.
Okay. I would rather make a phone call for 1 full hour. Like I'd rather talk to somebody for a full hour. Would you rather read an amazing book or watch an amazing movie?
Read the book. Mm. It gives me more time. I can't read a whole book in 3 hours.
Right.
So if the book is amazing, I get more amusement from the book over time. Mm-hmm. I like movies.
Yeah.
But, you know, 2.5 hours, it's done. Mm-hmm. I'd rather watch a horrible movie than read a horrible book.
I would stop reading the book if it was horrible. I've actually only started reading books if I get them on a recommendation from somebody that I trust.
It could still be horrible.
And it's harder to get a horrible outcome.
Mm.
But like
I mean, you have a very fantastic taste in books.
I really do, actually. A lot of people online enjoy my taste in books.
I know.
I have a highlight for my books.
I realize now.
I'm going to get you to read that book. Ladies, you know, are all you're going to very... read that book. I would like for you to read A Court of Thorns and Roses, and I would like for you to give me your honest opinion.
Yeah, I will.
I would like for your honest opinion on that book. You can reveal whatever you want, but it's a fantastic book.
Why their girlfriends, wives, significant others have been behaving mischievously since these pink books have shown up in the room.
This is not true. They are really, really well-written, beautiful stories.
Mm, the articles. Great articles. Very deep.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true. Muscular. Oh
my God. You're going to read that book. Yeah, That's the next book you're going to read. And I will not give you book two or book three or book four or book five because you're going to want to read them so badly.
Yep.
Because you've made so much fun of them of me. I'm not going to give them to you.
I didn't make fun.
You have made
so much fun of me. I want you to audiobook them for me.
No, you're going to read
them. I want to see the color of your face when you read these pages aloud. No. That's what I want to do. You can open an OnlyFans reading these books.
No, you cannot.
I've heard.
So what's the last good book you read?
Well, it was because I'm reading it right now. It comes top of mind.
What?
But I've read it several times.
The Monk
times.
Who Lost His Ferrari?
No. Which one? That's a counterfeit book.
What?
That's by Robis Sherman. Did I mix two? The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari is the one by Robin Sharma that I like. The Monk Who Stole a Ferrari, that's a different... They're going the wrong way.
Did I say stole?
No, I don't know what you said. Yeah, lost. I don't know what he did with his Ferrari.
The monk who sold his Ferrari? Yeah. That's what it's called.
My guy is a very reputable monk. Like, he did it by the book. Your monk, he's stealing. He's losing things. I don't know what he's doing.
Tell me the name of the
book. He's on the wrong path, your guy.
The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari.
Yes.
That's the one I want to read.
By Robin Sharma.
Yeah, I want to read that.
He was recently on Jay Shetty's podcast.
Oh.
He's deep.
Yeah, he is deep.
He's written other books. I haven't read them yet. But
I want to read that book. I really want to read that book. Okay, what's the last amazing book you read?
I just told you.
Which one?
This one.
I told you that.
That you guessed.
Oh, I guessed right.
How can you answer for yourself? You've never read the book.
You told me it was the wrong book.
You said it wrong.
Okay.
That was the one.
Okay. I want to read that next.
What is yours?
I think my favorite book that I read a little while ago was...
Charlotte's the Web.
Secret Life of Addie LaRue. I really enjoyed that one. Secret Life of Addie LaRue. And I really have enjoyed the Court of Thorns and Roses 5-book series.
And if you're looking for books for your kids,
yeah,
the Ranger's Apprentice series is very good.
Yes.
So Jay loves those.
He does.
He's read it like 3 times. There's so many books. There's like 15 books.
Yeah.
I've also read them now.
Yeah.
And they're actually fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I haven't read all of them, but I have read some, and they are fantastic for like girls, guys, boys, women, all the things.
Boys and women.
Girls and
guys. Just like in the other books she likes.
Girls.
Cougar books.
Even my dad read it, and he enjoyed it.
Yep.
Would you rather be the most popular person?
No. What's the other option?
Or the smartest person in the room?
Yeah. Second one.
Yeah, me too. I don't really care popularity or not.
But well, in many rooms when we're together, we actually have both of those.
I'm the smartest, huh?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. I'm smart.
Mm-hmm. I am. So if you were smart and you and I were the only two in the room and your following is what it is, and one of us had... So I'm the more popular one.
Yes.
Okay. That's genius.
I'm always thinking.
Yeah. You solved this riddle.
Whatever.
Why did you pick these two options? You're the more popular. I can't help it.
I'm not more popular.
Please unfollow her and follow me so she can be right.
Would you rather always be 10 minutes late or always be 20 minutes early?
Early.
20 minutes early?
Because you will miss too many things if you're 10 minutes late.
Yeah.
20 minutes early, okay, I get there. I could still make use of that time one way or the other.
Yeah. But some people think that's like a colossal waste of time.
No, I'm not going to waste the time. That's my point. I can still use that time for something.
Yeah.
But if you're 10 minutes late,
yeah,
you will miss certain things you can never get back.
I agree. I think that's true. Would you rather be infamous in history books or...
Famous in history books.
No, or forgotten after death.
You'd rather be remembered or forgotten? That's really what you're asking me?
Remembered, but for really bad things. Or
why for bad things?
Infamous.
That means bad?
Yeah.
Oh, infamous. I'm learning something new.
Yeah.
Famous is not bad?
Famous is not bad. Infamous is bad.
How do you spell infamous?
I-N-F-A-M-O-U-S.
So infamous.
Yeah. But infamous is a negative thing. Would you rather be infamous?
No.
Forever?
Yeah, no.
Or would you rather be just forgotten after you died? Like quiet?
If you ask me, would I rather be remembered as famous or forgotten forever? I'm still struggling. So I'm not going to choose the negative one.
Right.
I don't think you need to be remembered.
I agree. Life is so huge. Big. Huge.
Jinx.
Big.
You said a synonym.
So what?
So you owe me a Pepsi.
No, I don't. I really do agree that why, like, what's the point?
You will be remembered.
So will you.
Yep.
You might be remembered more than me.
Might. Might not.
I think you probably would be.
Because, like, I'll be dead longer? They're so mean.
That's exactly
right. I'm not even making it to 70. You're going to make videos about...
I'm not like gonna be making gone. Videos till we're 70.
You're gonna live stream my funeral?
No.
What if you get a sponsor? Can we make a short movie of like how ridiculous like it would be? A
casket or something.
Not a casket, like a
what
vacation
kind of
home.
Sponsorship?
I don't know, like healthcare. Colonoscopy company.
Oh my God.
If only he would have checked his colonoscopy at colonoscopy.com/Sheena/Trids Gone for 10% off. Would that be acceptable?
That's totally horrible.
What if they paid really well?
No, that's the worst.
I think we should create videos of like inappropriate creator behavior. What? Think of another one. Like... deliveries?
What do you mean?
Like a birth?
Okay.
Like, push. 1, 2, 3. Ah! Like that. Like.
What are you sponsoring?
I don't know. Doula.com. Would you do one?
No.
If they give you a brand deal while you're delivering, you would say no?
I'm not delivering anymore, first of all.
No, but back in the day.
No.
No, so some things should not be...
I mean, to each his own, but I don't think so. Like, I would...
Like, would you do a
no
diarrhea
way...
sponsorship?
No.
If they give you a pill and you're like, you just poop yourself and you're no. like, oh my God, that was so crazy.
Never.
No.
Not one about your death?
No,
like
no death, no delivery.
Like, for caskets or colonoscopies? No. Or, no, nothing. No colon cleanses, nothing.
No?
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Would you?
For sure.
If you got a sponsorship...
No, I'm dead. I'm fine. You could do whatever you want. You should live stream it.
Say I died first. You're going to live stream my funeral?
I would sell your laugh.
Would you?
And I would make a little thing and I'd make videos of me just telling jokes and pressing a button beside your corpse. I don't know what. You're making this really weird today.
Me?
Yeah, you're gross. Can't believe you want to do a colonoscopy.com. You fake killed me with a colon issue. And then you sold a brand deal.
But if it's for a lot of money, then it's worth it.
Yeah, for sure.
Would you rather go through life unable to forget anything or unable to remember anything?
I mean, I would much rather the first because I'm struggling with the second right now.
You're struggling with the ability to remember anything?
I remember so few things.
No, you remember a lot of things.
Yeah, but I also forget a lot.
You have a very, very good memory.
But there's so many things I don't remember. You know, like people's names.
Yeah.
I'm horrible at that.
Yeah, but that's like that's not a big deal.
It's a big deal.
No.
I forget people's names in like a month
like
if I don't
you
use
you look
it.
At me and you don't
Sheila,
remember
I know
who
that,
I am.
But you're there all the time. But I don't, like, if I wasn't seeing someone all the time, then I forget their name.
Yeah.
I can remember their face.
So,
I have to use tricks, like in my
every
email.
Every single thing.
100%.
Every single thing.
Just so I can remember people's names.
Like,
I go
what
and
if
I,
people were nasty and they were mean and they said bad things? You would remember all the things.
But I don't care. Like, even if I remember people being nasty.
You just move on.
It doesn't bother me. That's their filth to deal with, not mine.
I know, but I think I have a harder time letting go of things like that. I might like to forget things.
Like, remember at my my first job, mm-hmm. I couldn't remember the person's name who I worked with because they changed departments. I didn't see them for like a month and I see them in the elevator. I'm like, I don't know this person's name. But I could remember that they were telling me some story about their vacation. I remember all of that, but mm-hmm. I can't remember people's names at all.
Yeah, but that's one specific thing. You have mm-hmm. a very good memory otherwise for other things. I know when we fight, you tell me you'll remember you did that.
No, I have to remember those. That's self-preservation.
Okay.
Because you always twist the truth. I have to remind you of the parts where you're like, oh no, you forgot this part.
That's not true.
What about you? Would you remember things or you rather continue how we are now? Yeah, okay.
Ignorance is bliss. It's wonderful.
Thank you for listening to the number two podcast you're listening to right now. What? I'm your host, One. Why is my name One?
Would you rather be the center of attention or go unnoticed?
Would I rather be the center of attention and go unnoticed?
Yeah.
Both.
No, you have to pick one.
And what's the situation? Funeral or party?
Stop. You have to pick funeral. One. Just in life, in your day to day. You go to work. Would you rather be the center of attention or would you rather go unnoticed? Like, hey, I'm such a rock star.
Center of attention.
At work.
No, anywhere.
Anywhere? You'd rather be the center of attention?
I think you can accomplish more good that way. Than going unnoticed. But it would be a pain for so many other reasons. Meaning? But if you go unnoticed, then you can't really do anything with your life.
You can do things.
Well, it's harder to.
You just won't get credit for
them. You won't have a platform.
But you just won't get credit for it.
Like imagine, not credit, but imagine you have 10,000 people mm-hmm. who are going to listen to this.
Yeah.
There are 10,000 lives
yeah.
we can impact. Mm-hmm. If you are unnoticed, you don't have 10,000 people listening to you. If you are center of attention, okay, maybe you don't have 10 million people listening to you. Maybe you don't have 100,000, but you have 10,000 people listening to you.
Yeah.
But that 10,000 very quickly impacts 50,000. Because if these people listening to us on their way to wherever they are going are inspired or smiling or happier, that ripple effect is huge. Mm-hmm. So over time, our global ripple effect right now
yeah.
is something to be very, very proud of.
Yeah.
So whether you like it or not,
yeah.
you have to choose the first one if you want to be able to do things like that. Mm-hmm. If you choose the second one, you're not able to have that same impact.
I think you're right in many ways, but I also think that there's something about being unnoticed that is a little bit more humbling.
I agree. That's why I struggle with it. I don't want the big, like,
pomp and circumstance. Rocks.
Who?
Pomp and circumstance.
Who is that?
That's just like the big thing. Like the.
Who's pump? Pomp. Pomp? Pomp. How do you spell pump? P-A-M-P?
P-O-M-P.
Pomp.
You've never.
Pompin? P-O-M-P-I-N apostrophe? Like Mary Poppins? I think your parents should have bought you not the bootleg versions of these things because your names are all off by one thing. Did this come with the monk who stole a Ferrari book? Mary Pompkins? Did she have a bag?
Pomp and Circumstance.
It's no, I don't know that band. Oh, is that a band? Sounds like an R&B band. Are you pomp or circumstance? And who am I?
Carry
no. On. Is that their first single? Carry On? Carry On. Pompin'? Circumstance. That's such a horrible name for a singer. To what? I don't even know what we're talking about.
Say what you wanted to say.
Say what you... That Pomp and Circumstance sings that song? I thought that was, say what you want to say. I thought that was that guy.
Let's move on. Forget the pomp and circumstance.
Is that like a cereal? I don't even, why were you slipping? Is this a deal? Is this an ad we just did for Pomp and Circumstance?
It's, oh my God.
I don't know what you're going on about right now.
Just forget.
Is it from the 80s?
Would you rather have to live out the rest of your life in the wilderness?
No.
Or would you live out the rest of your life in jail?
Oh. I don't want to live in jail.
Would you rather the wilderness?
Wait, with who? With a bunch of people? Do I have some friends who know how to make things? Oh, alone?
Alone.
In the wild by myself. Yes, I think I'm safer in jail. For sure, jail. I trust my people skills in jail to not get shanked versus my survival skills to not get shunk. Shunk is when you get bitten by a large animal.
I know, that's what I'd be afraid of.
Because it's a noise they make when they
I think claw we're friendly you. Enough that we shunk. Can survive in jail.
You?
Yeah, I'm friendly
no
enough.
No chance.
I can make friends.
You would not last in jail. You'd be in the corner. You get cut 3 times in your first day. You'd be like, oh, shit, there's that girl who thinks she's big deal because she was friends with Pump and Circumstance. They'll pump you up before they circumstance you.
Would you rather have unlimited love?
Yes, I take that one.
Or unlimited money?
No, the first one.
Yeah.
You have unlimited love, they'll give you money.
Who?
The people that love you. You get 2 for 1. Think about it. If our kids want anything, they have like unlimited love from us, right? We just give them whatever the hell they want.
No,
like,
we don't.
Like useless.
I don't give them whatever they
want. You don't love them.
I do love them.
I love them, so I give them everything.
Okay.
I think you love them.
I do love them a lot. That's why I
think you give them a lot.
I do give them a lot, but I don't give them everything.
Mm. But you also don't have unlimited money.
I don't.
Well, that's the true. Internet says otherwise, but I mean, you know Pump and Circumstance. Sing one song they sang. Just make up a song for that band. What would they be? If that was your band, you were the lead singer of Pump and Circumstance, what would be your...
the name of a band.
That's your band. That's your band now. What would be...
Pump and Circumstance
no.
is a song.
It's a song. It's a song? Okay. It's the name. Sing the song.
I don't know. Would you rather be able to fly or be invisible?
Just fly?
Be able to fly or be invisible?
Fly.
Why?
Because I don't like waiting for planes. I would just fly everywhere.
Okay.
I wouldn't have to wait in lines and security. I don't care if you can't see me waiting in line to board a plane. Still have to wait.
Oh.
I would just fly.
Okay.
You'd be like, oh, invisible lady.
Yeah, but
go wait
you
for your
can't
plane.
Fly as fast as a plane.
Yes, I can.
No, you
can't. What are you talking about? Superman's faster than the plane.
Who said you were Superman?
Me. Okay, so how are you just translucent? You're not fully invisible?
Invisible.
So then why can't you have full flying power if you can have full invisibility power?
You cannot
Why are you
fly?
Diluting my choice,
okay,
man?
Fine.
Yeah, I can fly. I'm flying to New York.
Okay.
How are you going? Oh, with my power. Okay. You? Oh, Delta. Okay, I'm going to see you there.
Okay.
You could be invisible sitting. You still have to wait in line.
This is true. But I wouldn't use my invisibility to like get places.
Of course, you can't. You have no choice.
Right.
You would still
I
be
would
waiting.
Use it for different things.
Yeah, for like eavesdropping on people.
Maybe.
Yeah, I have like special tools I could use for that.
Like what?
Like listening devices. I can fly. I can fly in and drop it. I could fly to the roof, make a noise, and slip a recording device in the room.
You've given this a lot of thought.
Yeah, flying is the way to go.
All right.
You see what I did
You've
there?
Convinced me.
Flying
is the way to go.
Yeah.
Got it.
Imagine I flew into a plane and that's how I died.
That would be very
That would
tragic.
Be you. Then you for sure should live stream it.
No.
Such a crazy story. He flew into my flight because he didn't want to wait with me.
Because he chose flight over invisibility.
Yeah.
Would you rather have one wish granted today or 10
Is
wishes?
Is it one of those magic wishes that we can maneuver the number of wishes? Okay.
No. One wish granted today or 10 wishes granted in 20 years?
10 wishes in 20 years.
What would you wish for?
I have 20 years to figure that out.
Okay.
You?
I think it would
what
depend.
What the hell would I even wish for today?
It would depend on what's happening right now.
Right. I don't know. Look around. What's happening?
Like if there was, if one of us
light?
Was really sick, then I would
but
wish.
But we're not.
But I would, just saying, if I had the wish, then I would wish it for
but
us
But right
be.
Now you have the wish. Go ahead. What would you wish for?
I would hold it for 10 years, 20 years.
So you have nothing to wish for.
I have nothing to wish for now. I'm just saying it would depend on the circumstances.
It's like the if, question is now, not in 3 weeks.
Okay, what if in 3 weeks I found out I was deathly
it's
ill?
It's too
to
late.
Sell,
you already
the...
passed. Look, right now, you have to wish. You right, get the choice. What would you pick?
Right now, I would pick in 20 years.
That's so impressive.
Yeah.
telling you to get anything you want right now.
I don't want.
And you're like, I don't. There's nothing I could even think of.
There's nothing that I want right now other than what we have.
It's like a birthday.
What do you mean?
For a gift. Huh? I don't know what I would wish for.
Oh, like for if it was your birthday, you don't know what gift you wish for?
Yeah.
Yeah, but a birthday gift and a wish is so different.
But my point is there's nothing lacking.
No.
So what the hell is there to wish for?
Nothing.
Would you wish that you never had to color your hair? Like how long did that take? Like 2 hours, 5 hours?
Yeah.
You could just say blue and red and your hair would change colors. Like the lady from Harry Potter.
Mm.
Would you use, like if you have only one wish, that's a stupid thing to waste it on.
But
if you have 20, why not blow one of them just like that?
You have 10.
Oh, 10 wishes in 20 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think I'd blow one on my hair.
Mm-mm. But maybe on like youth, like not aging.
So then you would wait till you're 20 years older? You'd wait till you're in your 80s before you use that wish?
I'm not in my 80s in 20 years. What are you
saying?
You're not? No, stop telling
I never know what age you're giving the public.
I'm not so giving people any age. So you just keep
24.
Saying. 24. Yeah, sure. I'm 24.
You're 24.
All right. That's all I have for today.
Ooh, sing something in a foreign language.
I only know one German song.
Okay, sing it.
Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht. Alles schläft, einsam wacht, nur das Strauß.
Baum Konstanza. You forgot.
I forgot what happens in the middle. And then it goes, Schlach in himmlische Ruhe, Schlach in himmlische Ruhe. It's Silent Night. For
oh, really?
4 minutes
oh.
of silence.
Thank you. I was wondering what it was. Appreciate you clarifying.
No problem. All right. Have a good week, people.
Thank you.
See you next time.
Bye.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.